And yes, the residential youth care is a service available. And my Gina McAvoy is here to tell us more about what that is and what kind of programs are available. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, my Gina, what is your role with residential youth care?
I'm an independent living specialist. My other title, though, is educational employability specialist. And basically what that means is that I spend some time teaching our youth, who are usually from age 16 to 18, better skills that they would need at work, like how to actually file a complaint or how to appropriately talk to your manager. I work with a couple other people, and they work to get these kids their resumes and whatnot, and that really helps them prepare for a job. So
sounds like something we all could use.
Right, right.
And what is exactly residential youth care? Who runs it? How does it work?
The director is Jack Duckworth, and it's a company that he started about 25 years ago. It's a treatment facility for youth, but also it works with their parents and their guardians. So everyone can kind of learn the skills that they need and build a bond between each other that was lacking or that they were struggling to have.
So this is a private facility as opposed to like a government run?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And what services are offered there?
There's plenty of services. We have, what I do, independent living. We have counseling for the youth and for the adults as well, like parents. We have parenting classes, so a youth's parent would come in and they would sit for a couple of hours with Mr. Duckworth and get kind of some knowledge and some contracts set in place of like, hey, if this happens, you know, this is how you can handle that. We also have, like, it's called outpatient, so you don't actually have to be a resident in order to receive some of the services we have that were mentioned before. So it's pretty cool.
And about how many young people are usually there at a time? I imagine it varies, but it can be anywhere from what to what? I guess how many can the facility accommodate?
The facility itself, if you don't count our foster care, which we do have foster care, I'm pretty sure it's 30.
So pretty large amount.
Yeah, exactly. And we have two different houses, two different facilities. We have the boys' house and then we have a girls' house. And they house two separate amounts. So
okay, so speak about the program you're involved with.
So what we're trying to do, we just started it recently, is we're working with our youth to give them experience out in the public in jobs that they're interested in. For example, we've got a couple kids right now who are super interested in owning their own restaurant someday and doing culinary stuff. So I have them at places down like The Point, and Sherry was very nice to let us come down there. And so we have a couple kids down there and they're working in the kitchen, chopping things. We do that after they've gone through building their resume and learning how to bank. And then we go through one more group where they learn those skills that I was talking about, where they can file a complaint or work with a coworker they may not like. And then we get them into work experience.
So in these, this example of they're getting some culinary skills, is this something that they are paid to do, or it's more like just volunteer training, or how does that work?
They are paid to do it. We partner with DVR, Division of Vocational Rehab. And after they've reached a certain amount of hours, they receive a paycheck. We're actually working on trying to pay them weekly, but we're not sure how that's going to work out. But yes, it's just above minimum wage, and it's for all the time that they're there, as long as they get a good review. So if a youth goes to, say, The Point again, or Sweet Mermaids, then if they don't behave well, or if they show up late, or they don't use some of the skills we taught them, then they may not be eligible for that pay for that period.
Okay, because I was thinking, you know, you don't want slave labor, so to speak, or also, you know, there might be employers who couldn't afford it, but it's funded through grant,
yes,
essentially. So if there are people out there listening now, maybe they have, there's a business out there that says, hey, we've, you know, are you interested? We've got these kinds of opportunities maybe available to reach out to young people, or you do you just sort of ask the people what they want, the youth, what they want, and then kind of look out there, or kind of a mix of that?
We kind of do a mix of that. If somebody is out there and they own a business or they're running a business and they're interested in, like, hey, that would be cool to have a kid come shadow or intern, absolutely call Residential Youth Care and get a hold of me, my Gina McAvoy. That would be fantastic, because the more people we have on the list, the easier it is to place our kids. But, you know, sometimes the kids are kind of specific. We have one kid who all she wants to do is be a flight attendant. That's it. Nothing else. And so it's a little bit harder, but, you know, we're still working in that direction for her, and possibly find something else if she is interested in anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because airline opportunities are somewhat limited right now in this town. But
exactly.
Yeah, because obviously you have to travel in order to be able to do that.
And be 18.
Yes.
So
but you also can at least get some of the skills needed to move forward into that type of job.
Yes. Or interview flight attendants and ask, you know, what's your day like? Or, you know, why do you enjoy this kind of work?
Okay. So there's ways people out there can help if you're interested. And how would people get involved with Residential Youth Care? Contact you.
Well, to contact me, you would call the main number and just ask for my name. And that's 225-4664. And then you can ask for me. If you want to enroll a youth in RYC, you're going to need to call that same number, but you're going to be looking for the case management or intake process.
Okay, and you say enroll a youth in this. What are the reasons, I guess, that youth come to this facility? Can any youth be admitted, or it's specific circumstances?
It really varies. So we do have family placement. If a parent wanted just to enroll an outpatient, like I mentioned before, and they could put their kid in counseling and then in the independent living process, I'm pretty sure you can just contact, and it would be, because I've seen people do that where, like, hey, this kid needs a little bit of extra help that we can't provide right now, or we want to take advantages of some of the services that you offer. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you wanted to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much for being here.
All right.
Very
thank you for inviting me.
My Gina McAvoy, again, with Residential Youth Care.